Well, there are lots of things that you could see if you had come along with me and Mom when we both went to see the city of New York. We rode the train and giggled in our seats and bought expensive dinner treats and read a book of old mummies on our way to New York. And I was tired like you can't believe when we arrived finally. And I really should have gone to sleep right when we got to Al and Polly's. But instead I jumped around and laughed and sang and shot back like a boomerang and pulled out all my battleships and kissed a dragon on the lips. And then, and then I went to sleep. Now I wish that you had been there too when we woke up and ate some food and played a game where I shot juice across the kitchen floor. And then Al knocked upon the tabletop in secret code, so up we got and rushed off to the train and caught the lady with the torch. Lady Liberty, more than a century. Al bought a book for me, said I could choose anything. Rushed right off to Chinatown. I wolfed a pile of rice right down and bought a magic garden, wow, with crystals bursting forth. And I was tired like you can't believe when we arrived finally. And I really should have gone to sleep right when we got to Al and Polly. But instead I jumped around and laughed and sang and shot back like a boomerang and blew a gooey bubble straw and played I Spy with Al. Aha! And then I went to sleep. And then if you'd been there on our day three, then that's the time that you would see how Mom played flying dragon with me with dinosaurs galore. And then we rode in Al's gigantic van down all the streets of Manhattan. He parked that thing like no one can and opened up the door on the Empire State Building. Oh, that great building. Those views are something to see. Al bought me a monkey named Coco Curious George. Dropped us off right out in front of good old Penn's train station. We said goodbye to Al, and bye to our New York. And I was tired like you can't believe when we pulled into New Rochelle, Stamford, Bridgeport, New Haven, Old Saybrook, New London, Kingston, Providence, University Park, Back Bay, South Station, finally. And I really should have gone to sleep right when we got to Garrison Ave number 15. But instead I jumped around and laughed and sang and shot back like a boomerang and told this story all again to my big brother Ben, Ben, Ben. And then, and then, and then I went to good night, Sammy.